I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Sarah, Daughter, is one of this year's nominees for the Best Animated Short Film Oscar. The Oscars, not that far away, Sunday, February 9th. Joining me right now is director Daria Kashjiva. Congratulations on all your success with this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You made your short as a student at the Film and TV School of the Academy of the Performing Arts in Prague. And in September, you won the Student Academy Award for Best International Animated Short Film. First of all, tell me about that experience.
Yeah, it was really great. And yeah, you know, they called me one day before I had my final exams at FAMU. So I was prepared, my questions, I wasn't really prepared, and they called me and they told that I won the student Oscar, and I was so excited and I couldn't study. And yeah, it was very, very strange night after, a very strange morning when I had exams, when Czech TV came to my exam and wanted to make interview and, you know, to make this program. And yeah, it was, and I was really happy, of course. And one of the reasons why it was so important, because in Czech, only 30 years ago, there was a student Oscar in Czech. So so in all the history of Czech cinematography, in Czech, there were only two student Oscars. So yeah, it was very nice and very honored for me. And yeah, to go to Los Angeles and to have these experiences was really interesting for me. And I understood that Europe's system and the American system are very different. And it was very interesting to know, you know, because these differences are that, as I told with animators who American animators who has got the student Oscar as well, actually for them their future was as like the what they wished it was to work as an animator at Pixar or Disney or at any big studio, but as they told, they not really have possibility to make their own after film. So here in Czech Republic and in Europe, it is really different, because there are really opportunities to make your own author films. So there are a lot of supporting from state cinematography funds, and there are possibilities to make a production between different European countries. So that was really interesting experiences, and what was interesting for me to know about this. So yeah, it was, and of course this ceremony was very nice, and you know, because members of my team came also to Los Angeles, and we really enjoyed it, and yeah, it was cool.
I can't believe that this was all going on when you were taking your finals, and that the TV stations wanted to do a story. Did you still do well on your finals even with all of these distractions?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't so good, because I didn't sleep, you know, because of this TV and so on. But teachers were really nice, and they liked my film, and it was the most like the best thing. And actually, yeah, and the next day after my final exams, I had my entrance exams to master program. So when I came to the exam, they told me, oh, okay, we will have you, we will take you to the school. And I said, oh, I'm really surprised. So it was funny day, but we talked about my next project, and yeah, it was nice.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you were able to make all of that happen. I loved watching in your speech, which is available on the Oscars YouTube account. Everybody can check that out. You mentioned that about 5 years ago, you changed your profession to animation, which is incredible. All of a sudden had a life change and decided to go into this. How did that really come about?
I studied as a sound designer, in Moscow, in Russia. And after I graduated, I continued my work in as a sound designer in theaters. And I really missed creativity, something what I could make my own things. So, and it was kind of situation when me was in kind of vacuum in my profession, was not so excited about my work. And also my husband, who was an actor, also was kind of thinking about if this profession is really good choice for him. So, and also we wanted to go to Europe to study to Europe, and we knew about FAMU, that it is very really good school and really famous school, and we knew a lot of films which made people who graduated the school. So we went to FAMU to the day of open doors, and we really liked the school, and we tried to enter, and my husband was accepted for the first time, and I wasn't accepted for the first time because my drawing wasn't so good. And they told me that I was first under the line, who wasn't accepted.
Okay. Yeah.
And they told me that I really, if I want to try again, I really need to work on my drawing. So I started to practice in my drawing a lot, 1 year, and tried again. And yes, and the next time was successful. They accepted me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. And now your short is a rarity because you've won a Student Academy Award. You're already an Oscar winner, but now a student short film is in the major category. That is rare when you look at the history of the Academy Awards, when you look at the best animated short film category. You know, what was your instant reaction to finding out you were nominated again, basically, for an Academy Award?
Yeah, it was really cool, and we watched this announcement, which was live on Facebook, and we watched it at our dean's office with my producer, with my husband, who is also editor of the film, and yeah, we were really happy about this. And yeah, actually, there is one more student film in the nomination, is Sister. As I know, it is CalArts film.
Yes,
so,
I've interviewed the director of Sister as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and actually, it is really cool that Oscar, you know, doesn't have this, you know, kind of they accept students' film as well. So, also what I'm really happy about, that there are three puppet animation films in nomination. So for me, it is a really good trend because I really love puppet animation. I really love stop motion and, you know, like handmade things. So I'm really happy that the trend is turning from 3D to puppet animation. So it's kind of like, and yeah, and I'm really excited about this. So yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I love the art of stop motion animation. I always have, whether it's, you know, Wallace and Gromit or what the guys at Laika have been doing with their animated films in recent years. Just so ambitious. Let's get to the story a little bit of Daughter. It's about the relationship between a father and a daughter at a critical time with a bird at its center. What was the overall inspiration behind this? And then we'll get into some of the bold sequences and moves. But first off, just what was the overall inspiration for this?
Actually, I always was interested in psychology, and I read a lot of articles or some books about that childhood really could influence us for all our life, and our relationships with our parents are really crucial, like for us as persons. So because I was really interested in this topic, I started to think about my past, my relationships with my parents, and I found some moments which really which I kept in my mind, which I maybe was maybe were in my subconscious, but I tried to think about them, and actually it wasn't like I brought a dead bird to my father, you know, it wasn't this situation, but this situation when I wanted to share my experiences, to share my feelings with the parents, and I demanded them to give me their hug or love, and I had kind of things, and I think each of us maybe had kind of things. It is normal because parents couldn't pay all the attention to their children. So I started to think how to show it in film, because in film you have to have kind of metaphor or kind of how really to show feelings. You couldn't like to just to say that the girl feel have so many emotions. So in this way I the idea with the dead bird really came to me, because when children see and think about death for the first time, it is really like it's really emotional for children. So yeah, and after that, all this metaphor really worked really good for the story, because this mask which the girl made represent kind of this offense, and represent that father keep this mask with him for all his life. So in the end of the film, the girl understands that father keep this mask, so he keeps this memory of this this moment. So yeah, so this metaphor of bird really worked good.
Yeah, and I love how it sort of builds, and you go back in time a couple times, but we see that emotion build over it. I really like that, and I also love right out of the gate and understanding the handheld camera style, very unique in animation. Why did you decide to do that with this short?
I actually always loved in all the films cinematographer work. So I always admired this this ability to show through the cinematography work the feelings, emotions, and I was at one of very boring film. I was at it in the cinema on the screening, and the film was really boring, but the cinematographer work was really great. And it was actually at the moment when I started to think about my bachelor film, I already knew that it's going to be puppet animation. And because I was really bored I felt boring by the film, and I was thinking that, oh, this cinematographer work is really nice, and what if I try to make kind of handheld camera in my film? And I felt really inspired by this idea during this film, and I started to write it down, all the ideas, and after that I started to think about what is handheld camera for me. And I remember, and I always love films by Lars von Trier and Dogma, all the Dogma, Winterberg, and also Darden Brothers. So I watched them, these films again, and I understood that this kind of style, with this kind of documentary style, really could work good for my story. So after that, I had to find a way how to animate it, because I made it manually. I didn't make it in post-production. I really animated camera movement, like camera frame by frame during animation.
Wow.
But when I made the tests, I wasn't really sure if it would work, if I could make this kind of movement. But after I made the tests, I made the teaser, which we presented at one pitching forum here in Czech Republic, and it was C Animation pitching forum. The teaser was accepted really good. We've got really good feedback from professionals, and they told us that they never saw kind of this style before in puppet animation, and that it is really, it works really good for the story. So it was really inspiring moment, and we understood that we are on the good way. So yeah, this is how it how the idea came to me.
Yeah, no, I really one of the standout elements, and one of the specific standout scenes that I really like is the bird nest sequence, which also kind of builds and builds really, really quickly. What kinds of materials and techniques did you use for that particular sequence?
I used just branches, small branches, which I found in the forest. And yeah, I just put them more and more, frame by frame, and they became like growing the nest. And yeah, it was like this.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites for sure. And talk a little bit about one of the other things I noticed, because the characters are hand painted, the blinking. It's a small little detail, but the blinking of the eyes, and I'm thinking, wow, how were you able to pull that off, considering it's stop motion and considering these kinds of characters?
Actually, for the most important scenes, when the facial expression were really very important, I filmed myself. So I acted like by myself in front of the camera, and after I copied my eye movements to my animation. So I really copied frame by frame how long the pupil stay in at one place, how many frames to take the pupil go to any direction, how long is blinking, and you know, kind of thing. So so I think it worked really good, and made this feeling of alive eyes, and yeah. So yeah, it was kind of this.
And then as far as the details and the specific coloring of the faces of the father and the daughter, did you inspire that off of yourself, real people? How did you do that?
Yeah, as for art, like art design, the most inspiration was this is a European painter, Egon Schiele. Actually, when I developed the art design of the film, I went to Vienna in Austria, and there is an exhibition of his works in the museum, and I was really inspired by his very expressive painting that he didn't afraid of, you know, like very bright spots of paints and so on, and it was maybe the biggest inspiration for me. So yeah,
you're working on a new movie already.
Yeah,
what can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, because I've just started my master program at FOMO, because Daughter is my bachelor film, so I started my master program, and it is going to be my master film, but it is going to be more in more professional conditions, because we already have support from Czech Cinematography Fund, and it's going to be stop motion, but I want to combine puppet animation with pixelation and maybe live action. I really want to have actors in my film. So yeah, so and the topic, it is about a woman who is looking the way to accept her own body through her experiences in sexuality and in relationships with men, and also with the experiences which she remember about her parents' relationships between them. So yeah, so it's going to be kind of a woman topic. Yes.
Okay. All right. Daria Kashjiva is with me right now on the LCJ Q&A podcast, Oscar nominee. That's really interesting that you say you want real actors in your next film, because a lot of times a lot of animation filmmakers say, I don't want to go into live action, or I'm afraid to go into live action, but you're fully comfortable with that.
It's not going to be live action in the most of the film, right? I want to try to find how to combine animation of objects with live action. So I'm thinking about live action because you know, when you make pixelation film, sometimes it looks very comic when actor like moves strange or behaves like this, and I want to avoid this because it's going to be not like comic film. So I'm thinking about how to find a solution, how to find you know, how to connect live action with stop motion. So yeah, I'm going to make tests on. I will see. I'm in the very beginning.
Yeah,
we're all looking forward to that. And in the meantime, what's really cool about your short being nominated for the Academy Award is that it is part of the theatrical shorts presentation. And in about 300 or 400 theaters around the country through Magnolia Pictures, they get to show all the nominated, Oscar-nominated shorts starting on January 31st. How do you feel about having, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people get to see your short on the big screen?
Very excited. Really excited. So yeah, actually two days ago, my husband and me, we watched the last ceremony 2019, and we were thinking, oh, they will show the piece of from the film, and we felt, wow, it's really cool. It's really like something you couldn't imagine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. A lot to look forward to with that presentation, with the Academy Awards as well. It's Sunday, February the 9th, 8 o'clock on ABC, and it'll be shown, as they say, to a billion people all over the globe. Do you have another speech ready to go? You've already given one great speech. Will you have another one on Oscar night?
I don't have it ready, but I'm thinking that I should prepare it, because if it happens, I think I would be really nervous, and I really have to learn my speech. So I didn't prepare it already, but I'm thinking what I'm going to talk about, maybe what I would like to talk about. So yeah, I will prepare it. Yes, I should, I think.
good. Well, again, everybody check out your acceptance speech from the Student Academy Awards. That is on the Oscars YouTube account. And you can watch Daughter as part of the Oscar-nominated animated shorts presentation in select U.S. theaters starting on January 31st. Daria Kashjiva, the director of Daughter, good luck. Best wishes on Oscar night. And thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A podcast today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. This was great. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. For more of these episodes, go to lights-camera-jackson.com in the LCJ Q&A podcast section, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I'll see you next time.